Jarrett, JARRETTDICKEY, 71688. Today is 2/1/24. It's a 35-year-old gentleman who comes in today for a follow-up of abdominal pain, back pain. His amylase and lipase came back elevated. His amylase was 873. His lipase was 149, period. In paragraph, today he tells me that his pain is much better. He's not eating very much, but has minimal pain. He's ready to go to work, period. In paragraph, he did have a small stone in his gallbladder on the 30th. We're rechecking that today, and the ultrasound shows the same stone present. The question is whether or not he passed a stone, period. In the paragraph, I have already called Dr. Mopardi's office. That's M-O-P-A-R-D-Y. And Dr. Mopardi has already reached out to him. He has an appointment on the Tuesday next week for his follow-up and pancreatitis, period. In the paragraph today, my concern was whether or not his pain is better. One, number two, if the amylase and lipase have come down, which we have repeated the blood work. And number three, whether the ultrasound shows any evidence of pseudocyst or any obstruction of the common bile duct, period. In the paragraph, none was noted. The ultrasound appeared the same as before, and the stone in the gallbladder was solitary and one that was seen before, period. In the paragraph, we talked about pancreatitis and what causes that at length today, and the fact that he might have to have his gallbladder taken out, period. Next paragraph, if his amylase and lipase have come down to normal, it's most likely related to gallstone pancreatitis. Nevertheless, we'll see what the numbers look like. Today's visit was based on time, 45 minutes to spend with the patient. Repeated abdominal ultrasound was discussed with patient, and the blood was drawn before he left the office. And as I mentioned earlier, he already has an appointment with Dr. Mopardi next Tuesday. Thank you.